Of all the presidential battleground states, the two smallest are in New England. New Hampshire and Maine each have only 4 electoral votes, and a quirk in Maine's election law makes it possible that the winner won't take all there. In northern Maine, President Bush and Senator John Kerry are fighting over a single electoral vote. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever explains.
Each time there's an appearance by a presidential candidate or high-profile surrogate in Maine, and there have been a lot lately, the partisans turn out in force. When First Lady Laura Bush visited Maine, activists from both camps started up a kind of chanting contest. The presidential campaigns have more party faithful than ever showing up for events, phone banks, and canvassing. But the Mainers they really want to reach are the independents who make up the largest voting bloc in the state. Mrs. Bush's appearance was squarely aimed at women. Polls show that the majority of Maine's undecided voters are women. And she appeared in Lewiston, a blue-collar town located in Maine's 2nd Congressional District, which is a prize for both campaigns.
Where are they going? They're going to the 2nd District. They're going to Lewiston. They're going to Bangor. They're going to towns with good airfields.
James Melcher teaches political science at the University of Maine at Farmington. He notes that the district is vast, rural, and more conservative than the southern 1st District. And it gets its very own electoral vote. Because of an oddity in Maine election law, the overall winner of the state's popular vote gets 2 electoral votes, and the winner in each of the 2 congressional districts gets 1 electoral vote. Nebraska has the same system but is considered safe Bush territory. In Maine, it's distinctly possible that the state could split its votes, 3-1 or 1-3, between President Bush and Senator Kerry. In 2000, Al Gore beat George W. Bush by more than 33,000 votes overall in Maine, but in the 2nd District, that margin narrowed to fewer than 6,000 votes. Bush officials insist that the entire state is in play, but their prospects appear best in the 2nd District. Diane Clark is an independent voter who works at a social service agency. A frequent ticket splitter, Clark says the Iraq War is her issue this year, even if her young son disagrees.
Keeping our country safe. I think a lot of people don't realize what is actually going on overseas. Kerry's flip-flop too much, and I don't
think... Kerry rules!
And, I just don't think he has the backbone to be tough. I think we need to really be tough with these people.
The war is a poignant issue for Maine, which has one of the highest percentages of residents serving overseas in the military. But there is another factor at work in the 2nd District. Since Mr. Bush took office, Maine has suffered the highest rate of manufacturing job losses in the country, and the 2nd District was hit hardest. Robert Fisher, a retired farmer, is angry about the president's handling of the economy.
No matter what he's done, the economy, everything, grocery, everything going up, your gas, your fuel, he's gone over there and he screwed up everything there, killed all them kids.
Yet Fisher and other Maine voters are even more vehement about 2 state ballot issues that are providing much of the political momentum in Maine, items that nonetheless could play into the presidential calculus. A proposed ban on some bear hunting techniques will bring 2nd District hunters out of the woods and into the voting booths. That's a potential boon for the president. And a proposed cap on property taxes has unionized government workers lighting up their get-out-the-vote networks, a plus for Kerry. Lewiston independent Skip Estes is still undecided on some of the issues and on the presidential race. An infrequent voter, Estes says he's investing a lot of energy in learning more.
I've never been so excited about voting in my life as I am this year.
Campaign officials from both sides say it is possible that the election could be decided by a single electoral vote. That guarantees that between now and Election Day, voters in Maine's 2nd congressional district, like Skip Estes, we'll be hearing a good deal more from President Bush and Senator Kerry. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever.